Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:09. It is a Wednesday. Chad Hartman is off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Want to learn more about this crash that I'm sure you guys have seen on social media at this point. Yesterday, the video was all over the place. The video is just absolutely horrifying. Airplane blows up, black smoke everywhere all over the community of Louisville. People having to evacuate for miles and miles around. When there is this type of thing, I like to get the expertise of a person who knows a lot about the aviation industry. I have Scott Hamilton on the line. He's with Liam News. He's a longtime consultant. Scott and I used to talk quite a bit when I was working in Seattle and covering Boeing, because he's also an expert on Boeing. But Scott, you have taken quite a look at this particular crash in Louisville, and you have some thoughts. So I'm curious, what do you think from what you've seen so far?
Well, we don't know more than we do know, obviously, at this stage of the game. But what we do know is that the number one engine separated from the airplane during its takeoff roll at least at a point that in the aviation lexicon is called V1, where you're committed to a takeoff. You can't abort your takeoff at that point. You have to continue. And then looking very closely at the videos, it looks like the number two engine on the MD-11, which is a tail-mounted engine, may have suffered what's called a compressor stall, basically like a backfire that you would have on your car. And we don't know at this stage if that compressor stall was meaningful or not and might have contributed to the accident. So the National Transportation Safety Board is arriving on scene in Louisville today, if they are not there already, with that engine that was separated and by the runway. They should be able to tell pretty quickly why that engine came apart, or did it have a catastrophic failure that blew the engine apart, which then ruptured the fuel tank and set the plane on fire, and perhaps or not ruptured hydraulic systems, which also would have contributed to the accident. But there's just so much we don't know.
Sure, sure. And I think yesterday in particular, when people read this and saw what had happened and just saw this dramatic footage that, I want you to sort this out. I think everyone's minds automatically went to, oh God, I wonder if there's anything to do with the air traffic controllers and the government shutdown. And even though this is a UPS airplane, not a commercial airplane, but that does not appear to be the case in any way, shape, or form, right?
No, there's no nexus whatsoever. So any narrative along that line should be immediately discarded.
And so taking a look at this particular crash, and you've compared it to some other crashes that a lot of people who are listening right now might remember. What are the similarities to some of those other high-profile crashes?
Yeah, and as I get to describe those, don't draw any conclusions, but there are similarities. Back in 1979, I think it was, a DC-10 crashed at Chicago O'Hare Airport after losing its left-hand engine, and the MD-11 is a derivative of the DC-10. And that engine separated because of a faulty maintenance procedure that American Airlines was using, which had been approved, by the way, by the FAA, and it turned out to be an improper procedure. The engine separated, and as it separated from the wing, it's designed to go up and over the wing, and the hydraulic lines in the leading edge were severed. And at that time, there were no stoppers in the hydraulic lines, and the hydraulic fluid just drained from the left side and allowed the slats to retract, and the wing stalled and the plane crashed. Well, people look at this and see something similar, except for the fact that after that DC-10 crash, there were stoppers installed, which were supposed to stop any drainage of the fluid.
Sure.
That said, when a United Airlines DC-10 had an emergency crash landing in Sioux City, Iowa, after what's called a fan disc at the front of the number two engine, that's the tail engine, separated, the fragments from that severed all of the hydraulic lines in the tail of the airplane where there weren't stoppers back there. The stoppers had been installed at the leading edge of the wing because of the American crash. So is that something that happened with this UPS airplane?
One of the things that had come out yesterday was that there had been a delay for maintenance on that number one engine. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, first off, I've seen those reports, but I haven't seen them come from an authoritative source, so I don't know if those reports are correct or not. And even if they are, I don't know anything about what the maintenance might have been, because I haven't seen any information, authoritative or not, on what the maintenance delay may have been.
Do you know how old this plane was? Does the age play a factor here?
Yeah, the plane was delivered in 1991, so it's one of the very earliest MD-11s, which first entered service in 1990. And it was powered by a General Electric CF6 engine. The age should have nothing to do with it, provided the maintenance was all properly done, and UPS has a sterling reputation for performing maintenance on its airplanes. So that's clearly going to be something that the NTSB looks at, as the maintenance record on the airplane and the engine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Has there been any discussion about this, that it could possibly have been some kind of an attack?
Not that I've seen, but as a matter of just routine investigations, the FBI participates in the initial look into any accident to determine whether or not there was a criminal activity involved. And if it appears that there was not, then the FBI steps out and the NTSB continues entirely on its own with the cooperation of the airline and the Boeing in this case and GE in this case.
We're hearing from Scott Hamilton. He is with Liam News. He is an aviation expert talking specifically about this just awful, awful-looking plane crash that happened in Louisville yesterday. Scott, while I do have you on the line, can you talk a little bit about the government shutdown and the air traffic controllers? And do you see them at some point being the difference maker in this government shutdown?
Well, it's hard to say if they would become, quote, the difference. The Department of Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Sean Duffy, has said that if the government shutdown continues for another week, he's going to start closing airspace. He didn't identify, to my knowledge, where in the country that he would close the airspace because the controllers are walking off the job. Down in Houston, TSA people just walked out, and now you had four-hour lines to get through security. We've had Los Angeles Airport, Orlando, Newark have to do ground stops because of controller shortages. And it's he just hasn't said where he would shut down local airspace if this continues for another week.
Scott Hamilton with Liam News. Scott, thanks so much for helping shed some light on both these situations, both pretty important things to talk about today. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right, when we come back here, News Talk 830 WCCO, we are going to talk about something that maybe a lot of you out there are experiencing right now, credit card delinquency and debt and the states where that delinquency is increasing the most. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.